Tuesday night, Dine, over on Bookman.
Good evening. So tonight we're discussing what you cannot do with charity vouchers. Fortunately, you can do almost anything with them. There's one particular michshol which people actually do, which is incorrect. Either do it for convenience, or maybe because they're trying to hide something. It's most nage in shul. Maybe mishlochim going around, whatever. And it's convenient sometimes as well. People want to, they have the charity vouchers, they want to keep them in a tefillin bag. And you're not allowed to do that. Because a tefillin bag is attached to the kedusha. Well, if you have a son that's attached to the kedusha, you're very limited to what you can do with it. So the sugya is based on the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah, Perek Dalet, says, it says, the choyva she'ir has kedusha, and you can't use it for anything else. Granted, the choyva is different because it's only a street, it's a public place, but everything else, the Gemara Matfeicha, Sefer Torah itself, the Bima, the Agus, Sforim, anything which has kedusha, you're not allowed to use it for attachment shel choyl. Now, on a kodesh, tefillin is an example of davar shebe kedusha. And since tefillin are themselves davar shebe kedusha, the tefillin bag is a tashmish shel davar shebe kedusha. And a tashmish of a davar shebe kedusha you cannot use for dvarim shel choyl. So if you want to leave your vouchers, your charity vouchers, in your tefillin bag, you shouldn't be doing that because of dvarim shel choyl. Now, there are gedorim what you can, what you cannot do. That will come to the halachas why it may be a chepetz shel mitzvah, maybe. I mean, it depends. If you can buy pizza with vouchers, then you can't use it for a thing. But chas v'shalom. Anyway, we're not discussing that issue aspect at all because that's beyond the scope of this shir. We're discussing that you cannot do a vouchers is leave them in your tefillin bag. We're discussing that right now.
Only the inner bag, actually.
We're discussing exactly what the gather is. This is based on the Mechaber. The Mechaber in... The Mechaber in Simon Mem Beis Siv Gimel says Sudar Daaz Menei Lemeitzer Beit Tefillin. You have a bag which you use for tefillin, which is set aside for tefillin. Lo Elam, a proper tefillin bag, a long term one. V'tzar Beit Tefillin. Once you put tefillin in it once already, Chad Zimna Oser Lemeitzer Beit Zuzi. You can't leave money in it, and it's not just money. But anything which is a davar shel choyl, you cannot put in it, and that even means anything which is a lower kedusha than the tefillin itself. One example of a common story, commonly, is a fellow has had his tefillin bag for many, many years. And he decides, you know, he's getting older, he's going to put on Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin. So he's getting Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin, so look, covered this, the honor, he gets a brand new talisman tefillin bag. So now he's got the old tefillin bag. So he wants to put his Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin in his old tefillin bag. And that you're not allowed to do. Because Rashi tefillin have a different kedusha to Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin. And therefore, since Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin may, what Rashi, not be good, you can't be married the kedusha. They may be chetz shel mitzvah, but you can't go. This is the thing. So to use a tefillin bag to go, that's just showing how wide it goes. As I just brought down a piece of Ketubis, Simon Lamadal, Oy Zayin, and it's Makubu. Yeah, both his words, both his. The Eifia Shas the Chak, you may be able to go from Rebbeinu Tam to Rashi, because Rashi is more of a kubul, but the Etzim, Bibal, like Rebbeinu Tam, the kosher, therefore, you can't use the tefillin bag forever. If I Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin, right, the bag Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin, so therefore, Kvir Rebbeinu Tam, I can't brush tefillin in it. Because Rebbeinu Tam says, it's tefillin not good. This is the kosher tefillin. So if these are kosher, you can't bust tefillin in it.
Will the same bag as Rashi?
Huh?
Can you put the same bag as Rashi?
No. Oh, again, it's the same thing.
Together.
No, again.
If you start it off,
yeah. No, oh, okay, oh, so now, if, so we're talking over here, where what happened was, the person bought the tefillin bag, and as made tefillin and sorbet. That means you go to the store, you bought the tefillin bag, and you put tefillin the first time, and again, let's say you got a mitzvah boy, he's so excited, right? He's got his mitzvah boy, right, and he's, let's say, 12 and a half years old, right, or 12 and three quarters, and he just got his tefillin, he's got a new bag, and he's so excited, and he puts the tefillin, doesn't know anything about making a Tanai first. Tanai does help, we'll discuss that. But he doesn't know anything about Tanai, puts the tefillin in, right? he's blown it. That's it. Now it's a bag only for tefillin. You cannot use it for Torah Shel Chol. There is a shaila about the pen, the marker pen. People have marker pens which you can use in order to brush up on the ritzuos. The bag that's called Torah Shel Chol for tefillin, that they matter that. Tonight it was better. But a pen, it would matter. The mirror they also discuss. A mirror is also tzorech tefillin. It's only in there so you can adjust your shel rosh, make sure it's on target. So again, a tanai is better today, but without a tanai, you can also be makel on the mirror. Siddur is much, much shracher because that's not tzorech tefillin bechlau. Gartel, same problem. Anything. Again, once it's not a question of day one. If you put your tefillin in there without a tanai, then it's very muktish for tefillin. And you have a problem doing anything else. Now, there is a svara that the bags are made longer than necessary, so only the velvet, which is necessary for the actual tefillin, is a dosh of dusha, and the remainder is not. But again, you're playing with delicate svaras. There's also a problem if I put, let's say, something in the top half of the bag, near the zip, you put your tefillin holder like that, and it drops down, and you're back to the velvet. The velvet is touching the tefillin, and therefore it's a problem. Now, there is... The etzim, there's a chiddush over here, because nowadays, you know, we have plastic boxes. The plastic box is totally surrounded tefillin. And therefore, if the plastic box surrounds the tefillin themselves are actually not coming in contact with the velvet. It's only the plastic box that does. And therefore, the plastic box will have a din of tashmish tiklusha, and then there's a tzad to say that it's only the bag of tashmish to tashmish. Minchas Elazar in Tshuvas says, doesn't like the Swara for the following reason, says it's true that maybe Ritzuas aren't the same Kodesh as the two themselves, but you have the knots. And the Kshorim, they are the Dalet at the back of the Shorosh, and that's outside the box. And the Baal, that does come in contact with the velvet, then you have a problem inside that, and that's why the Melchizedek says it's Takel Tashmish Kedusha, you cannot rely on the plastic box as being matzik. And Takel Bi Alok is Takel Cheshish for it, Mishra Word Takel brings down his Minchal Ozer, it's Takel a problem, and therefore to rely on the plastic box and call it Tashmish is, again, Mishra Word does not like it, Bi Alok doesn't like it. Grader Agav, the plastic boxes, think about them, they're attachments to Kedusha, the Chodesh is, and the Chodesh is not tenai on them. You have a couple of issues with the plastic boxes. One issue is very, particularly in the Gerut with the Bar Mitzvah boys, is they come with their tefillin, and they've got a new bag, a new thing, and they've got a new siddur, and they try to open the siddur up, and it keeps on going closed. So they use a box to hold them in place. Well, that you can't do. Because the siddur is a lower Kedusha than tefillin. So you cannot use your plastic box for anything that's a lower kedusha than tefillin. Again, it's tashmish. Again, it's because it's servicing the tefillin box itself. It's got to be tashmish to kedusha, and then with the plastic box, it's tashmish to kedusha, and therefore you cannot use it for anything which is lower. Not just dovah shachoyel, even dovah shemitzah. Since lower than tefillin. Again, the bar of the box is the shamish the tefillin box. It can't be trying to enter less than the tefillin itself. The tefillin, you know, the tefillin itself. So they were to use the box for that is a problem. There's noch and a good, another mixture which happens quite a lot. That might not be using because I just it's again it's more. I'm not actually using, I'm just using the physical thing. I'm not actually using the hinge and thing. But it's not so posh. But the chayit won't make it on that. Another mixture you have with the boxes is also. You cannot switch the boxes Rashi Jabay in the town.
Why is this person?
Because Rashi Light Rashi, the Beit HaTam's tefillin are lower Kedusha than the tefillin of Rashi. So I cannot take a plastic box from Rashi's tefillin and use it for a Beit HaTam's tefillin. Further, we know as well that the Shel Rosh is more Kedusha than the Shel Yad. So therefore, you cannot take a Shel Rosh plastic box using a Shel Yad. Now that's basically irrelevant because of a different shape. But what can happen in older ones is the hinges come off and the top and bottom are different. And if the bottoms get mixed up, you can't risk putting the bottom of the Shel Rosh under the Shel Yad. So you can use it for the Shel Rosh because that's mildly Mikdusha, but you cannot use your detached base from your Shel Rosh under your Shel Yad. You can't do that because again that'd be a Hirodah Bikdusha. And therefore, you've got to be careful that you're adding, mark them very well, or get new ones. What you do with the old ones? Again, a tashmish to kedusha needs geniza. You can't throw it out. It is a tashmish to kedusha. It's not like a tashmish to mitzvah. Tashmish to mitzvah is much lower. So those you can throw out. As long as you're not mivazed them. Like schach, all these things. So anything you do is a tashmish to mitzvah. Tashmish to kedusha, with the chesed kedusha, it's much more chomer, and therefore you can't throw it out. This, again, only applies to the actual velvet bag. Anything, the plastic around it, is only a tashmish to tashmish. And also, it's yidua that other things do go in the plastic. People will put a siddur, a gartel, and therefore, l'chadchila, it's not made tzar be'tfilin only. And because it's made for multiple purposes, therefore you don't have this same limitation. Talis, again, a talis is a davar shel mitzvah, and not davar shel kedusha, and therefore you can put anything in a talis bag. I would not recommend putting your herring and things like that in there because it makes everything horrible, right? But generally, not a problem. The Me'ash Orim Siv Ches from Yitzchak Zewish has an interesting shayla. He had a shayla about this fellow. He had his son who was slightly wayward, and he wanted to go to Europe on a vacation. So he asked the father, maybe he can sponsor it. So the father says, okay, I'm willing to sponsor it, but one condition. The condition is you go out and put it on every day. I'm not interested in, you know, you're going on holiday, put it on every day. He's masking, says, okay, he's masking. So he says, so he gave him some money up front. He said, here's money, and I'll get you more, on your thing. Let me know how it's going, and I'll give you more money when we're in transit. Anyway, fine. So master says, he goes on holiday, calls a week later. Okay, I need money. He says, okay, fine, no problem. I'll send it to you. I have a shliach. Where are you exactly? Fine, you'll get the money. Fine. Anyway, so master says, the kids on holiday in France, wherever it is, 2-3 days, no shliach comes. He's waiting in the place, right place. Calls back his father. He says, listen, I'm going now to Italy, but I need the money. He says, okay, where are you now? Let me know exactly. Okay, fine, no problem. I'll arrange a shliach. Get it. Anyway, this goes on for 3 weeks. The kid's broke. He takes the next flight home, comes home to his father. Right? So he says to his father, listen, what happened? You said you're going to sponsor the holiday. No money, no one can. I had to come home in the middle. It's ridiculous. Father says, well, bring your tefillin bag here. Let's see what's going on in there. Unzippers it, a big wad of notes. Right? He left it. How do you test if the kid is putting on tefillin? He left it in there. If the kid would have put on tefillin and kept the promise, he'd have found the money. Was he allowed to do that? Was the father allowed to leave money in the kid's shell tefillin? So he wants the Taina, Ken's Zion can be matter, it was Tzorech Tefillin. In order to encourage the kid to put on Tefillin, therefore, it's a Chiddush, it's a Kula, I wouldn't recommend this doing himself at home, but the Maisa, he shall be losing money.
The first time I put Tefillin, I'll take the money out and finish.
Yeah? You put it in there the first time. You leave it the first time. Leaving the money in the thing. That was the problem.
Vouchers.
Yes, the vouchers. So then, you want to keep vouchers and you put them in the plastic, it's not a problem. The talus bag is not a problem. But again, if you're massive, you get a new tefillin bag and you make a tanai would help. Tanai means that before I put the tefillin, I'm saying I'm not doing this with kedusha tefillin the whole time, for other things as well, and that's to avoid the problem. Tanai is also very useful with other things as well. Your problem is sforim shranks. Sforim shranks is a similar idea, because the mishamish is sforim. Sforim davar shel kedusha. So a person has a sforim shrank, right? Now, you have to put davar shel chayil on it. So it's not straightforward. Again, if it's, I'm getting a swarm shrank, a bookcase which is going to, stay in your back room, and you're going to put books in there, newspapers and swarm as well, by the chance, that would not have the kedusha, because it was lachat chila made for multi-purpose, that's kilo hisna, and you're allowed to do, you can use that, and it's not kedusha on it. But if you're getting for your front room a nice, expensive swarm shrank and put your swarm on it, then that's a shtar kitzad for kedusha. My nachkamina, well, big nachkamina is when you want to get rid of it and get a new one. What do you do with the old one? Because the chayyim needs geniza. Because the davar shel kedusha, tashmish kedusha, needs geniza. So, this is a problem.
Only the shelves?
The whole thing. The whole tashmish kedusha.
So, Unconsciously, you realize.
So the shayla is, does the tonight, when you brought a chatchila, you have the time, right? So that is already a gray area. What's called tonight? How much das do you have to have in order to make a tonight? No, it's a domishu glushu, but it's lower than tefillin. It's lower than tefillin. So Rabbi Yashiv recommends, he recommended that what you can do is you can repoil it on money, the wood, and then you can burn the wood. After you finish it, yeah. I'm replacing my storage ranks. Ether Kedusha, poured it onto the wood, you can burn the wood and use the money for a Dovashim Kedusha.
I'm going to do that with the tefillin bag now.
What?
20 years later, I realized, poured the Kedusha and restart again.
Rega, you say burn the wood.
Yeah, because you can't use it.
You can't use it.
Well, yeah, it's probably Kedusha. I hear the Rayon, I'm not sure about this Rayon. Bima is a very good shayla. The Bima is a big shayla. The Mechaber discusses that in Simin Kuf Nun Dal, the Mechaber. What do you about Bima? A Bima is for the same as leaning on. So what is a Bima? So because Mamash touches the thing, the Chayla Bima is a Kedusha. So what's the head of the bootlegs is swarm on the Bima? A talus bag, a hat, umbrella, tape recorder. So there is a klal that because it's very, very problematic, so it says, the Ramah says, Benagul lehanois, become a noise. He says, you can use them in Shulchan Beis HaKnesses, cause a time shum de kimish nagul gehen, since it's common practice to do it, v'yeh shal dizor, and it's also possible to be careful, therefore there's a klal of leiv basting masna lehen meikoro. That is, there is a word of leiv basting. That means it's commonly understood that we are masna on it as a whole, basting as a whole. So therefore, when it comes to something which is yesher, you can. That's why the bima you would be able to ask for you something which is yesher. Lichora that only helps with something which is common practice to do. People leave their talis bags on the thing. Can't leave your coat on a bima. That's more problematic because I don't know if basting need to be masna on such a thing. Hats. Also, very problematic. Not so worth to leave a hat directly on a bima. Talis bag, I would let. Because that's something they based on. So I'm let. But be'etzim, the idea is that bima does have a shem kedusha to it. Some kehilas are noyeg, they always put on a separate mat before they lane. That protects the bima from becoming a tashmash kedusha.
Is that plastic?
No, what some kehilas do is they have a special cloth they put down on the bima right before laning. Same time goes on the cloth, and that was in tashmash. The tashmash should make you solving the problem that way around. No, because the same time sits on this. If you did, again, whatever the same time sits directly on is a tashmash to kedusha.
If you lift the plastic up, you can write on the actual belt then.
Again,
if you want to write a batch commercial,
you can
lift the
plastic
up and write
on it. Yeah, that's what people would. Again, whatever it's not, it doesn't have the name Tashra Kedusha. It's the Geter Orna Kodesh. Orna Kodesh is the same Geter. A mixture with Orna Kodesh, you may see this unfortunately happens quite a lot. You watch it carefully. No, again, we're talking about just the actual one where the Sefer Torah go. At the bottom is that's used for many things. But the time someone who comes, you know, does psicha, you know, often puts a siddur in there on the Kodesh. That's a problem. Because the siddur is a lower level than the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is miyuchad Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is Dovah Shev Kedusha. And therefore, bibal the on a Kodesh is miyuchad for Dovah Shev to the Sefer Torah, Kedusha Sefer Torah, to put in something which is a lower Kedusha. You're not allowed to do that. And even though a siddur is Kaddish, you can't do it. Again, it's not automatic. It's something that everyone does. Not every Pesach does that. Some occasionally do that. It's better to be careful. The point is, it's something you can be careful of, right? There'll not be late masna on it. Something which is impossible, everyone does that. Again, because a positive Sefer Torah can go on the Arnold Kaddish as well, there is it's Taka Shaila. If it has a Chazaka Sefer, can you put the meal on it? That's because miyuchad for that. So again, it was a Sefer Torah, and like the Izzah tonight is going on that as well. It's made for a Sefer Torah kosher and posel, but it's a good ha'ora. I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. So again, if it's stuck onto the door, that is not poshut. Again, if it's mas l'chatchila, they made it like that, ken zayin, but it's not poshut. Similar miyuchad happens. I'm saying yeah, when it's made, well, again, positive Torah going, it's fine. The point is, once you put the Sefer Torah in, then you have a problem. Simchas Torah is a shy with a candle. The candle is a tumul. Because what some people do in Simchas Torah, when the Torah is empty, people don't even empty, they put a candle in. Right? So people have that minig. The problem is, it's the question we allowed. So that is Taktoim and Hogim. The Armin Hogim is something that matter, but by Etzim it's not so important. You do have the Indian of Kedusha. We'll have to leave it here, maybe we'll carry on at a different time. It's a good horror. Okay.